This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to hour number three. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Realside Radio, guest hosting for Joe Messina. And it is always a pleasure being with you on a Wednesday night. I am a frequent guest host for Joe. And I got to tell you right now that hour number three, we're just going to have a free flow right now. If you want to give us a phone call, give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. I only ask that you keep your comments pithy and concise and straight on message, whatever that message may be. That's up to you. But we're going to have an open hour here for you. And meanwhile, I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, from the standpoint of what is happening right now, we're very much focused on the daily machinations of what a mayor or a governor or the president is saying right now regarding COVID-19, the coronavirus, the Chinese virus, whatever you want to call it. And I'm okay with all the terms. You know, the China virus, I don't look at it as the Chinese people started this thing, and certainly no Asian Americans or Chinese people should be impacted by that, and anybody that uses as an excuse to hate on people or idiots to begin with, and they would have found a reason to hate on you anyway. But it is absolutely 100% right now, there are undisputable reports coming out of China that this thing started at the wet market in China, and they've reopened those darn things. And if you don't know what the wet markets are, folks, I'm going off on a tangent right now because I love the hour number three. We're not going to have any structure here. Wet markets are where you can go and basically buy animal goods to eat. And they are, in many cases, alive. And, you know, people talk about bats and crickets and all sorts of different things. You know, they actually sell live dogs that they kill and eat right there. There's pictures floating around on the internet right now, which makes it absolutely true, of course. But no, they do serve dog. And you can eat live dog, buying it right there in these wet markets. And so the transmission of this virus from animal to human is something that was absolutely 100% predictable. And what has China now just done? What has China just now allowed to happen again after all of this has basically been a disease cast upon the world that is not just killing people, but is absolutely destroying economies, national economies, and the economics of families stemming from these wet markets in Wuhan? Is they've allowed them to be reopened. You know, listen, this is China, folks. And in China, you know, President Xi and essentially the way that the Chinese run, we all think in Western countries that people think the same around the world. Well, the Chinese government doesn't think the same way that Western countries think. And what I'm talking about is that everything is about perception. And everything goes through the lens of how they want to essentially shape and hone the message that they want the world to see as China. And so if you've got, you know, you can have in the United States of America, you can come out and say that, you know, Sleepy Joe's got Alzheimer's. You don't have to worry about going to jail for saying that, even if it's true. You can say that President Trump is an idiot, orange man bad. You don't go to jail for saying that, even though it's false. But in China, If you come out and you say something that isn't a statist line, for example, that there was a lab in Wuhan that was playing around with these different viruses, one got out, possibly to a wet market where it was transferred to a human being, and then it spread like wildfire, and many of those people that live in Wuhan moved to places like Italy, where there's furniture manufacturers with Chinese companies, and now you've got this pandemic that has just exploded and covered the world like the Genesis machine from Star Trek II: Wrath of Khan, and if you haven't seen that, go watch it, stat, you've got the time. You know what I'm talking about, the Genesis. And that's what's happened with this pandemic taking over the globe. But in China, you cannot come out, and you've had doctors that essentially are now either in prison or dead who have come out and suggested that this is exactly what has happened. Where are they? Where have they gone? Where are they placed? Are they in the Chinese gulags? Some of them are dead now. They actually got the virus themselves. And so the news that's coming out of China right now, which is being reported by a complicit statist leftist media in Western countries, Western Europe and America primarily, is they do not question the very numbers that the Chinese government are purporting. And at first, there's no new cases in Wuhan. And we're going to reopen the movie theaters to prove to the world that everything is fine. And what happened a week after they opened the movie theaters, folks? Well, you know, you're an avid consumer of the news. They just closed them down again. Do you really believe, does anybody believe for half a minute, half a second, that the numbers coming out of China saying 3,000 people have died in a country of 1.5 billion with a B people is reliable? Not for half a minute. Can you believe that? So why should you believe that they've got this thing contained and that it didn't start in a lab in Wuhan and that you should be afraid of these wet markets where people are eating bats and dogs? And how the hell can you eat a dog, for crying out loud? You're a human being, China. Oh, it's a cultural difference, David. You're such a cultural... No, I'm sorry. Dog's a man's best friend. All right? You see these pictures that are coming out of these wet markets. It's absolutely disgusting. And I've got absolutely no problem with Chinese people, just as I don't have a problem with Iranian people or the Syrian people. They're just living in their countries, trying to provide for their families, but they're living under totalitarian regimes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio here, Dave Sussman. And, you know, when I get into it and I'm thinking and I'm frothing at the mouth and I'm just going off in it, and I didn't have my earphones on that last segment there, I didn't hear the bumper music coming in. So I got cut off. That wasn't you. That was me. I apologize. Bad production, Dave. Bad production. So anyway, I apologize. You missed the most important part. No, I'm kidding. My point being is that on that last segment here, let's not trust China so quickly, folks, and the media really need to stop being so complicit regarding what they're hearing coming out of China. During the commercial break, a couple of breaking news items for you, because, you know, the news just never stays the same. First of all, in the city of Los Angeles, Mayor Garcetti has now just implemented a forced face mask when you go out into public. That means that everybody in Los Angeles is now having to wear non-surgical face masks, and it doesn't have to be the things that you can buy in a store. You can use a scarf, or you can use a neckerchief, or an ascot, or whatever it is that you have. And that is going to change everything. Everybody is now going to be covered. This is Road Warrior, folks. This is Road Warrior without the leather. And you should wear leather now. Maybe, how long will it take before we're all dressed like Mad Max and we're driving down the street looking for oil? But this is really incredible because it's changing the way that we are now. Not only is social distancing and we can't see our friends and our neighbors and our boyfriend, girlfriend, lovers, whatever it may be, that's all changing. But now, you're not even going to see people's faces when you're walking in one of the few places now you can walk in the public, and that is the neighborhood store to try and find toilet paper. This is crazy. It's really crazy. And talk about crazy. There is nothing more crazy that is happening right now than what we're seeing on social media. The fact is that there are left and right people that are now on Twitter and on Facebook that are promoting things, conspiracy theories, and saying things, which is absolutely insane. These people work during the day, apparently, because the number of crazies that are out there are just increasing. And it's really hard to stay on Twitter. You can find me at David Sussman. But it's really incredible because what we're looking at here is people doing some really, really nutty things. For example, another piece of breaking news that just took place is that there was a train derailment that just took place in San Pedro, California. That is South Bay. That's a major, major port of Los Angeles. And it was the train derailed as it was a deliberate attempt to smash the USNS Mercy. That's the hospital ship. What? There was a train derailment that was purposely trying to hit a ship, the USNS Mercy, that is a hospital medical facility, to try and help those impacted by the pandemic. What happened there? What is going on, ladies and gentlemen, in this world that we're living in right now? This is insanity. So, folks, take a deep breath. This is what I ask of you. Because as our good listeners here, Joe's good listeners, you're not that crazy. You're informed. But don't buy into these insane conspiracy theories that we're seeing on Twitter and Facebook. Before you share something, double check the source. If it's an off-brand website that you probably have never read before or never heard of, click on the link, go through the article, and look where they are sourcing their information from. And if there is a link in there to a legitimate site, by all means, share it. But take that one extra step before you automatically share something because the headlines made you angry or frustrated or whatever. Double check on it because there's a lot of folks that are out there that, let's just say that they're not the most informed people. They're stupid. All right? And they're going to buy into whatever the conspiracy tinfoil hat stuff that is being purported that moment. They'll share it out to their family and friends. And before you know it, you've got a population base in this country that still believes that Elvis Presley is alive. 10%, apparently. My point is this. Take time. We're in a moment right now which is unlike anything in my 50 plus years on this planet. And we've gone through a lot of stuff. Every decade there's an event, right? You can go back to 9/11, or you can go back to the massive recession we had in 2008. You had the World Trade Center in the early 90s, and David Koresh and all of the situations that occurred there. We've had diseases and pandemics and plane crashes. I don't think anybody is seeing anything like we're seeing right now, where the world has literally been shut down. The world leaders have flipped off a light switch. And that light switch has turned off our economic engine. We're all stuck at home, either alone or with family that you get along with or don't get along with. There's going to be a lot of divorces after this is over. And there's going to be a lot of babies as well. Right? If you were in a bad marriage before, it's going to probably be worse after this. If you were in a good marriage before, it's going to be better after this. But we're all sitting there, and everybody's clamoring for news. There's only so much Netflix and Tiger King that you could watch. Did you watch Tiger King? Have you seen Tiger King? I'm not too sure why everybody is just so fascinated with this gay polygamous meth head that essentially abused incredible, beautiful tigers. Anyway, it's like a 7 or 8 part series on Netflix. Check it out. But you can't just focus on that. You can't just focus on Tiger King or the latest Marvel or whatever, Star Wars, whatever it is that you're watching. You're trying to find the news, and you're trying to find the real news. But don't be the guy that jumps on a train and thinks for some reason, I have no idea why, that he wants to take out the USNS Mercy. What is going on? Are we insane? So, just I ask of you, as the good listeners at Riddleside Radio, take that one extra step before you hit the share button. Open the article, read it. Look for a legitimate news source that they are basing that article from. And if it is there, share away. But if you don't see anything and it's just some guy's opinion, anybody can write anything from anywhere today, then don't share it. Because otherwise you're going to end up with more crackheads out there hijacking trains to try and take out, oh my God, hospital ships. This is incredible. We'll be back here after the break. Dave Sussman here at Riddleside Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to health officials, the coronavirus is now the number three cause of death in the United States. Many states are saying they're desperately looking for medical supplies, including Virginia Governor Ralph Northam.
We need as much as we can get. Bottom line.
Other governors across the United States are also calling for more resources for healthcare workers and facilities in their states.
I will continue to press the White House, FEMA, and frankly anyone who will take my call for more ventilators, more PPE.
President Trump says he's on it.
We're shipping things right in. We have, as you know, almost 10,000 ventilators, which we need for flexibility.
He confirmed reports that the national stockpile is nearly depleted of personal protection equipment. He says that's because they're shipping all they can directly to the hospitals. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Please answer the question.
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. You should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby. You should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. You should be singing together, you and me.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina, and it's great to be here with everybody. And if you enjoy what I have to say and you want to follow me, you can follow me at Whiskey Politics. That is the name of my show, folks. You can find it on YouTube. Please hit the subscribe button on YouTube for Whiskey Politics. We just had Stephen Moore on last week. We have great guests. I've got Grover Norquist coming on shortly. We're going to be talking about the economy and the pandemic and everything. And we do these long-form interviews with luminaries, politicians, all sorts of great people as well that I think you're going to really enjoy. And, you know, one of the things that we're talking about politicians, and an article just came out earlier tonight that was talking about how Donald Trump was asked, would you speak with the presidential candidate and front runner for the Democrat Party, Joe Biden, about the coronavirus? And this surprised a lot of people that Donald Trump said, hey, look, I think Joe Biden's a nice guy. I'll talk to him about what's going on. We're all in this together. Certainly, you know, very diplomatic, much against what I'm sure some of the reporters were expecting from him. But let's talk about Joe Biden, shall we? Let's talk about the front runner for the Democratic Party for the presidency of the United States, the 77, almost 78-year-old Joe Biden. Now, a lot of people are suggesting that Joe Biden may be having early forms of dementia. He's just got old age, that he can't put together two thoughts. He loses his train of thought all the time. It's become an ongoing meme series on social media. People laugh about it. But let's talk about this reality right now. Okay, Joe Biden is older than his years, or maybe he is his years. I don't know. 77, 78. You're getting up there, right? You have to remember, Donald Trump is what, 72, 73? And he's a very young 72, 73 at that as well. Full of energy. He's very clear-headed. People age differently. But I want to play a clip of Joe Biden on NBC's, I think it was Meet the Press or MSNBC, a couple of days ago, and he was asked about what he would do if he was president of the United States right now. And, well, let's just play this clip right now.
And in order to avoid that, those very high numbers, we have to do at least several things. One, we have to depend on what the president's going to do right now. And first of all, he has to wait till the cases before anything happens. Look, the whole idea is he's got to get in place things that were shortages of. And in order to avoid that...
Hold on to that, because I want to play it again in here in just a second. I want you to listen to this again and understand that he was asked a question. If you were President Biden right now during this crisis, what would you have done? Now, I'm going to preface this again by saying this. Joe Biden, this was a prepared question. I'm sure it was already leaked to his handlers what the question was, because Joe Biden had notes. And he was looking down at his notes to answer this question. So even with written notes, Joe Biden makes zero sense.
And in order to avoid that, those very high numbers, we have to do at least several things. One, we have to depend on what the president's going to do right now. And first of all, he has to wait till the cases before anything happens. Look, the whole idea is he's got to get in place things that were shortages of. And in order to avoid that...
Folks, if that doesn't frighten you, if the concept of a President Biden doesn't frighten you, we're in April the 1st, 2020. Okay? We're 6-7 months away from this election. What are we, 8 months? How many months is that? 7 months? 7 months away. He's going to be 73, 6 months, 7 months, 7 months. I was right. Okay. Math wasn't my first subject. And he's going to be 70, he's going to be 78. He will be the oldest president ever elected. And that will be at the beginning of his first term ever in office, I should say. Ronald Reagan holds that record right now, and he was done before Joe Biden would start. Think about this for a minute. This is Joe Biden 8-9 months before actually taking the Oval Office. And he can't form together a sentence, a cohesive thought, with notes prepared by his handlers? Who are really delicately placing him out into the media so he doesn't have his daily blunders. And even with notes and a pre-planned question, I mean, absolutely, they don't have resilled that question. You know what I'm talking about, CNN debate. And he still fumbled and looked for the words with notes. And this should be the president of the United States dealing with the economy and diplomatic relations and potential war and pandemics. Folks, I don't know about you, but if you are a Democrat tonight and you're hearing that, maybe you didn't hear it before because, again, we're in panic porn with the pandemic. Stuff like this is just getting kind of slipped. You know, don't look at that over there. We won't talk about that again. But this should be really concerning to you. If you are a Democrat, call me. Call me and let me know what you think of this. Absolutely. 855-732. What is it? 7763? Real Joe.
5563.
732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. Or 855-REAL-JOE. We'll take your call. Let me know. Defend Joe Biden for me. If you're a liberal, go to the front of the line. I know you've called me before. Defend Joe Biden, because what I am hearing there, what you are hearing right there, what I am looking at with Joe Biden right now is senility, senile. No offense to Joe Biden himself, but you are of an age where that happens. It's not an insult to say what most Democrats are tacitly saying behind the scenes. Why do you think there is such a push right now for Governor Cuomo? Because they're taking a look at what they have basically given birth to by getting rid of Bernie. They're now stuck with Joe. The only reason that Joe Biden is up there is because he was in the Obama administration. I mean, think about how incredible this is, ladies and gentlemen, that we in 2020, one of the two major parties of the United States of America, has to go back to get a senile codger who was lucky to have been given the opportunity to be vice president. Nobody understood why. Delaware has, what, 3 electoral votes? It's nothing. It's nothing. Why did they choose Joe Biden? Because everybody was worried that Barack Obama wouldn't have the gravitas, the experience, the age, the wisdom, because he was a young first-term senator. So they went with the old guy that had been in Washington since 1970-something. It's 12 years later now. It's now 12 years after that justification that they wanted the old guy. And it's 12 years later and they now think the old guy should now start presidency? He's senile. He's old. He's aged out. Early onset Alzheimer's. No offense, Ronald Reagan, one of the greatest presidents of the United States, had it towards the end of his second term. We know this. If you've been to the Reagan Library, by the way, support the Reagan Library. They need your help. They're talking about closing their doors forever right now. The cost to just keep it going without anybody there is like $600,000 a month. They don't have the money. And there was a report that just came out today that said the Reagan Library may be closing down very shortly, forever. That's one of the greatest places on planet Earth. If you haven't been to the Reagan Library, you don't understand why I'm saying that. It's true. We're lucky to have it in Southern California. But Ronald Reagan, he had Alzheimer's. We admit it. He admitted it. He wrote that long letter, that long, sad goodbye. Joe Biden, man. This is really scary. We'll be back with our final wrap-up here after the break. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And welcome back to the final segment here at Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman, your host, and you can find me at David Sussman on Twitter. Go to Whiskey Politics on YouTube and on Facebook and click like and subscribe and make sure you don't miss any of our good stuff. And we have some great guests on there. One of my favorite guests of last year was Victor Davis Hanson. We went up to his house in Central California, lives on a beautiful ranch, surrounded by almond trees. And we walked around his property and had a sit down with his book, The Case for Trump, for an hour. And it was a great interview. And we've had Victor on several times. He's a fascinating guy. And he's got an article that just came out today.
I want to read a couple of paragraphs here regarding, you know, the comparisons. This is up at City Journal, by the way, so you can go find it at City Journal. And basically what he's talking about right now is in 1976, also in an election year, the country overreacted to the threat of the swine flu when the press and quote-unquote experts warned of a likely return of a 1918 Spanish flu epidemic that this time around would kill 500,000 Americans and infect 50 million to 60 million people. By early 1977, Americans were panicked and ready for the mass inoculations of a rushed and unproven vaccination. Some 45 million people were vaccinated. Many had adverse but limited reactions, and about 450 reportedly end up with the crippling Guillain-Barré syndrome. The current popular creed that critical vaccinations are dangerous grew in part from the well-publicized 1976 mishap, with unfortunate and in some cases lethal consequences in convincing citizens not to get their necessary flu shots. In the end, there were about 200 cases and one death due to the great swine flu pandemic. Again, let me repeat that. In the end, remember they were talking about 50,000 people dying. In the end, there were about 200 cases and one death to the great swine flu pandemic. I remember as a student at Stanford waiting in a campus line for the vaccination, then driving home for spring break and ending up in bed with a bad reaction to the shot. Now, he's not saying that because I think people, he's thinking that people are overreacting to what is going on right now with COVID-19, but he's talking about it from the standpoint of the fact that we don't know what we don't know right now. And if you think about it, we don't know anything other than what we're hearing from the quote-unquote experts or who the media have determined or who politicians have determined are the experts that are out there that are talking about what is happening. But he and Victor Davis Hanson, VDH, goes on in his article here, with the new draconian measures of containment, we are entering the realm of cost-benefit analysis, given that for every drastic action, there is an equally radical reaction, calibrated by everything from physical and mental health issues to economic, financial, security, legal, and political upheavals. Whether we like it or not, the current sweeping measures to curb the virus comes at a huge cost, and the tab isn't just financial or economic, as is sometimes alleged, both by both advocates and critics of quarantines, cancellations, and radical social distancing. It involves health issues as well. If the country goes in to a serious recession or even depression, if trillions of dollars or more of investments and liquidity continue to be wiped out while businesses crash and jobs are lost, if millions of unemployed cut back on their scheduled health care, if they increase their use of drugs, alcohol, or tobacco, and get less exercise and suffer depression, hold up in their homes, or must borrow or scramble to find daycare for their school-aged children, if they even contemplate suicide, then the human toll spikes in concrete terms of life and death. In the long term, arming ourselves against the virus could be as serious as the virus itself, though to suggest that in these days of a plague is heresy. You know, this is the problem we're facing right now, folks. We're dealing with an unknown. And what we're learning every single day is like it's like if you got a map. And every moment somebody tells you, okay, now we need to go in this direction. Okay, now we need to go in this direction. Okay, wait, we just learned this. We need to go in this other direction. I mean, for example, today, the mayor of Los Angeles is now mandating that anybody in the city of Los Angeles must now wear a face mask when they go out into the public. Well, a lot of people are already wearing face masks. But he's suggesting that everybody now must wear a face mask. That is today's new rule. And we're just starting this thing, folks. The idea that the end of April, all of a sudden, that this is going to be over, I think is now at this point wishful thinking. Governor Blackface Northam of Virginia
just stated that he is going to have a statewide lockdown, people in their homes, until June the 10th. June the 10th. That's over 2 months from now. And what's to suggest that they won't stop then? So everything is changing on a day-to-day basis right now. And anybody that is immediately jumping onto what a quote-unquote expert is suggesting and stating and mandating as essentially truth and fact needs to question everything that they're hearing. And I'm not suggesting not doing what is advised. You want to slow this thing? You want to flatten the curve, so to speak? By all means. But we need to understand that just because somebody is a politician or somebody has a camera in front of them and they're holding a microphone doesn't mean that they are that smart. I've met more than my fair share of politicians, and I've certainly met a lot of people in the media. And what's the old saying? You know, you never really want to meet your heroes. It can't be applied more effectively than to that demographic. Politicians specifically. Just because they got elected and they're in office doesn't mean that they're that smart. That's why you have a minority and a majority leader. You need somebody to call the, you know, basically to lead them because they are sheep. What am I saying here? My point is that as the news continues every single day, minute by minute, hour by hour, to unveil new discoveries regarding this virus, that we had this idiotic report that came out that said that, you know, this thing can be sneezed out at 27 feet and infect somebody. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's not true. Yet now, everybody's walking around. Forget 6 feet social distancing. You got people running away from people now. You got people in true fear. And if we are going to be realistic about this, that as we talked about with Larry Greenfield earlier, that the cure is worse than the disease, where you're going to be having people that are essentially locked down. And how many people are out there right now that are dealing with this alone? You may be locked into your apartment. The only communication you have is through media. You can't talk to anybody. You may not have family or your friends. And the only kind of communication you're now happening is through electronic media and through spokesholes on television. How do you not become clinically depressed a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months? So, I'm going to ask you, good listeners here at Realside Radio, to step back from this. Practice social distancing. Do everything they're telling you to do. But step back from it and don't focus 100% of your time on every piece of breaking news. Take a walk. Get some fresh air. The sun is coming out. It's April. Watch a series on television. Learn some history. Watch some lectures on YouTube. Delve into whatever issues or history or interests that you have. Learn a new hobby. Learn to play the guitar or the piano or how to paint. Order it online and have it delivered. Keep yourself occupied. And yes, check in with the news a couple, three times a day. Believe me, if there's breaking news that you need to hear, you'll hear it anyway. It'll come across your phone or whatever it may be. But break away from this. Because my background before going into business was in psychology. My undergrad degree was in that.
and I worked in multiple hospitals. This is dangerous. It's, and economically, health-wise, but also mentally as well. So detach. Take some deep breaths and focus. Folks, I'll be back again real soon. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. It's always been a pleasure being here with you. And Joe will be back again here tomorrow night. And God bless. Find me again at YouTube. Whiskey Politics is the name of my show. Hit subscribe. Cheers, everybody.